is a great example of how the media is used to create a narrative and to further a particular goal of the deep state. And this isn't like a perfect case. And we have faces, and we have what the media did with this particular incident. So on February 17th, eight mercenaries were arrested in Haiti. They were their names, I want to say, because it's really important, because the media just erased everything. It's just blacked out. This is like the most amazing story, but they just blocked it out.
In keeping with my promise to provide the absolute best products I can find that I take personally and would give my family, I'm really excited to show you their advanced NMN, which has been proven to dramatically increase your energy and much more. As discussed in multiple shows with Ken Schwartz and Cliff High, NAD is a great supplement to enhance C60's effectiveness, but even on its own, NMN can pass through cell membranes and join with other NMNs to then convert into NAD+, making it much more effective than other NAD supplements on their own. NAD and NMN has been scientifically shown to increase DNA repair in cells. It has also been shown to promote the creation of new mitochondria that can replace our old mitochondria, and it can also increase the removal of damaged mitochondria in our cells. It maintains stem cells' usefulness and ability to regenerate. It also has been shown to reverse age-associated expression of genes involved with inflammation. It does this and a lot more, and it does this at an affordable price of $37.95. Click on the link below to find scientific studies and to learn more about this amazing product. Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. This episode, I have Azealy Danto coming back. For those of you who haven't seen my, I think they're one of the most important videos series that I did on Haiti and the Clinton Foundation with Azealy. Really important videos. I recommend you to go see that. But she's coming back today, and she's going to talk about these group of mercenaries. And it was really a black ops operation in Haiti that got caught, and how the media, CNN, spun it, and what actually, it's almost like you could do a Hollywood movie on this situation. It, really interesting. And she breaks down who these black ops people are, what their backgrounds are, showing that human compromise is just how things work with these black ops people, so that they can control them. And then the prime minister of Haiti and the president of Haiti, how they were involved, how CNN was involved. It's really interesting. She gives some background first on what's going on in Haiti and the political environment, and then really dives into this. And I think hang in there, because like I said, it's like a Hollywood movie that you hear on this. And then she stays after, and we're talking about Trump, and she was very optimistic when Trump came on originally. And she even went on InfoWars and was interviewed by Roger Stone many times. And she really didn't like, she said evil wasn't a strong enough word for the Clintons. I mean, and that those series will show you what the Clinton Foundation and what they really did to Haiti. It's really a sad commentary. But she was really optimistic about Trump. And now it seems the deep state has taken hold, you know, with Bolton and things. There's still light at the end of the tunnel with Trump, because I can't imagine somebody coming in and trying to keep the deep state at bay and trying to deal with some of this stuff. But she gives her opinion for my patrons. Now, we do compare, you know, if Clinton was in, we'd be at war like day one that she came in office. And Trump has really kept that at bay. But she gives her opinion on whether the deep state has really taken a hold of him and whether he finally just gave up. So listen to that. My link is below for my patrons. Let's get into my interview now with Azealy Danto. Hi, Azealy. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'm so glad you're back. We did one of the most important shows I've ever done was with you, and that was all about the Clinton Foundation and what was going on in Haiti. And I think it shed a lot of light on, you know, it was before the campaign, people got to see a lot of the corruption that was going on. But you have a really interesting, well, you have so many interesting things to talk about, but there's a specific black ops that was happening in Haiti, and there were many people arrested. And it's a great example of how black ops happen in another country, and then how the media spins it to do something different. And so I want you to talk about what happened, and then we can walk through how the media spun the whole narrative to look like it was something different than it was.
Exactly. And it's really important. Thank you so much for having me. Honor and respect to all your viewers. This is a great example of how the media is used to create a narrative and to further a particular goal of the deep state. And for me, for the purposes of what I'm saying, the deep state for me is the foreign policy establishment, the military industrial complex, and the interests that they serve. Those interests are big pharma, big oil, mining, banks, Vatican, House of Saud, House of Windsor. And these folks have been in power for centuries upon centuries. And we are all, the whole nation state system is sort of a hollow bowl that feeds these particular 1% folks who are essentially amoral and evil. And I want to give your audience this example of Haiti and how it works in Haiti. So behind the great Haiti disaster story, right, that is used to cover up what big pharma, big oil, mining, big bank is actually doing. So this is like a perfect case. And we have faces, and we have what the media did with this particular incident. So on February 17th, eight mercenaries were arrested in Haiti. They were arrested because they were driving two cars without license plates. And inside the cars, they found a bunch of illegal weapons. You know, AR-15 assault rifles, grenades. Someone said there was a grenade. There's a lot of tactical gear, Glocks. I think they had like six Glocks, six pistols, telescopes, sniper gear, and satellite phones, all the equipment you need to carry out the deep state bidding that the jackals do when things are not working according to what they want. And what you have to understand is, in the context of this, the Haitian people, like the last time I was here, I was talking about how Obama and Clinton had put in they were puppet, and that it was through scam elections, and that Haitians were trying to stop that. Unfortunately, when Trump came in, he didn't, you know, he continued the diplomatic corps, these career folks, like these career diplomats who have been everywhere. These career diplomats, you know, from Afghanistan to Iraq to Yemen to Libya, they have had positions, and their whole career has been based on the war. And so though you might change the president, it's really difficult unless that president is determined to do, let's say, a peace policy. And I think at the beginning, Trump was trying to do that, and he was attacked by that career diplomat folks who have, see, what people don't understand is the connection between like being a career diplomat and then having a little side deal, non-for-profit that you're associated with that's funneling through the American aid monies.
I think that's a huge part of it. They make a lot of money by continuing the crap that goes on.
Exactly. Okay.
The scientists at Live Pet are hard at work solving our cancer epidemic. They have the most promising cancer trials going on now with pet clinics around the country that I have ever seen. You can see the promising cancer research and trials going on some of the past shows that I've done. The links are below. While working with C60 and other ingredients, these talented scientists developed a hair growth serum that really works. They sat on it for years. After all, cancer is their focus. But they now realize how much the profits from this product could really help their cancer research. So the C360 Hair Growth product was launched. C360 Hair Growth is specifically designed to revive your hair growth by targeting hair follicles and restarting your hair growth cycle. C60, the active ingredient in C360 Hair Growth, reactivates hair follicles that have stalled due to hereditary hair loss, physical conditions, or environmental factors that may affect follicle production. You will begin to see visible results using C360 Hair Growth within 3 to 6 weeks. Buy today knowing that your future hair growth will help fund very promising cancer research. See more at the link below.
Okay, so they may look like just, you know, regular bureaucrats, but they always have these, and I'm going to give you an example of this right now. So, but before we talk, so when this happened on February 17th, these seven of the men that were arrested were career military guys, former military. Two of them were Navy SEALs. One was a Marine pilot. The other two have worked in various capacity with the U.S. government as security policemen in the Army. Their names, I want to say, because it's really important, because the media just erased everything. It's just blacked out. This is like the most amazing story, but they just blocked it out, which is why I think your audience might be interested in some of these details, because it gives flesh to some of the things that folks on your channel talk about in terms of it just give flesh to the jackals. Who are they? What happens when the World Bank and the IMF and the financial institution can't suppress a population, and a population has risen up to get rid of their puppets who work for the local oligarchs in Haiti and the American companies that they represent?
This is what they're trying to do in Venezuela as well, right? They're trying to become independent. And so there's like two different situations, Haiti's situation and Venezuela's situation, which there's some similarities, which you were going to bring up as well. But keep going with this storyline.
Yeah, I will. I'll tell you the similarities with so they were there. Okay, so in the middle of a lockdown, it was called Operation Lock. And since February 7th, the people of Haiti had been on the street locking down every business, saying, we can't deal with this government. It doesn't represent us. It's a digicel created, consultant created government from the Clinton Obama time. And it's all about taking Haiti's resources and stealthily giving it to that 1%. And the people are dying of all sorts of things. Now, you have to understand, $13 billion was raised during the earthquake. That's not private monies. That was at the UN, about $13 billion. And then you have, all of the private NGOs that were in Haiti, the not-for-profit. So people say, we don't even know how much money was raised on the death of those 310,000 Haitians who died on January 12, 2010. But we do know that Bill and Hillary Clinton did not build anything back better. That today, Haitians have clean water, healthcare, infrastructure, electricity, or any of that. But they did use the earthquake money to build five-star luxury hotels for the oligarchs, for foreigners who are doing business in Haiti. Haiti's a business and a fiscal paradise, and I'll show you why. So I like to situate people away from the lies. So I'm going to tell you three things that are big, epic lies about Haiti that will just blow most people's minds, except for your audience, because I'm sure they heard some of the stuff that we said before. So they say Haiti is violent. And yet we have less violent than Baltimore, than St. Louis, than Washington, D.C., than Mexico, than Colombia, than the Bahamas, than Jamaica. We are one of the least violent places in the Western Hemisphere. But you only see pictures of, you know, dead Haitians. This serves a particular purpose behind the great Haitian disaster story. And I tell you the second big lie. They always say things like Haiti has no forest cover. They said Haiti has 2% forest cover. Biggest lie, most often repeated. And it allows the non-for-profits to come in and tell folks, you know, like I think I forgot his name, the Hollywood guy, Sean Penn, that they're going to give us trees. Yeah. Okay. And this is the fact. Haiti's forest cover is comparable to the United States, England, and France. Haiti's forest cover is higher than, let's say, what people think of Ireland, Green Ireland, or Ireland and England, right? So our forest cover is between 30 to 32, similar to the United States.
Why are they doing that? Why are they bothering with forest cover?
Because they want to show that we are this denuded landscape, moonscape. There's nothing there. And this is important, right? Because they use our disaster to make money and to keep an image in your mind about who we are. Haiti is that space that got its independence by beating the European nations and taking down this idea of biological supremacy. So it is these folks were there, the House of Saud, the House of Windsor, the Vatican. Their thing is to keep Haiti as low as possible so that all the countries they colonize in Africa, in Asia, the Middle East, Latin America, was like, oh, we don't want to be Haiti. But the truth of the matter is, they tell these lies, as I said, you know, about the forest cover, because, you know, some unsuspecting American with a good heart is like, oh, I'm going to go, you know, help their ecology. And then even when they see it's not true, they can come to America, raise money for trees in Haiti, and pocket the money, and no one will know the difference.
Oh, jeez. They're just so creepy.
The Brazil, we talked about the lie, right, of violence. Now, the more the Americans and the West are in Haiti, the more violent our society becomes. And that's a fact. I'll give you an example, right? From 2004, when the UN got there, to today, the violence rate had doubled. It was like 5.6 in 2006. And I just checked before I came so I can tell your audience the right numbers. It is now 10.2, let's say.
Why? Why does it double with us being there? Oh, not me, but whoever the losers.
Yeah, they come in with like these values that indigenous people don't have. They come in with sexual values that we don't have. Pedophilia, organ trafficking, they don't value life. They have a consumer lifestyle where, like, for instance, you know, Haiti's now clogged with their garbage, you know, plastic, styrofoam, the level of, you know, whereas Haitians, you know, we don't make plastic. We don't have plastic. We don't have all that paper.
So it's a clash of cultures, and it's just, it doesn't work. So what, can you go back to the situation of the black ops that happened and why it was going on and what happened with that?
I will. So just to finish with the third lie,
okay,
is that Haiti doesn't have, just like Haiti doesn't have any resources. When they tell you that, right, you think that Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton giving a sweatshop and calling it the flagship reconstruction for Haiti is something good because they're going to give you 20,000 jobs, which they never did give you, right? But we have like an ecosystem in Haiti that's $3.2 trillion that they put that sweatshop on. So that's how they mess up folks, you know, environment.
What do you mean a $3.2 trillion ecosystem?
Okay, so yeah, during the earthquake, they went to a place where there was no earthquake. It was called Caracol Bay in Haiti. So I'm going to say the name so your people can check it out, right? Caracol Bay is like one of the most pristine ecosystems.
Oh, ecosystem.
In the Caribbean.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, with mangroves and all kinds of other things that Haitians have, you know, their life and their lifestyle doesn't destroy.
The ecosystem. Okay.
The ecosystem, am I saying it right?
I always say ecosystem, but I got confused, but it's probably people use it in different ways. Go ahead.
Okay, so it's a 3.2 trillion ecosystem. They put a sweatshop on it. And now they're doing dredging up the port where the mangroves and all of this stuff that feeds the whole environment, they're putting a transshipment for oil tankers. So that's how they destroy people's environments and make it, like I was saying to you, you know, more violent, more, you know, because most of this stuff is to go to export. It's not about.
The people don't want that. It's just a small percentage of people making money. And the people in general, the vast majority doesn't want that, but they can't do anything about it.
Right. I mean, there are 7.5 billion people in the world and only a tiny, we're talking about just the ruling elite. And how they control us, and they control us through various things, right? They control us through education, through media, through religion, through sex, through entertainment. You know, all of these ways that they control us. And right now, we're going to talk about the military-industrial complex and how, in the midst of Haitians trying to take down this government that is selling out the ports, selling out the resources. Haiti has gold, more gold than most people, or actually say more gold that has not been exploited than anywhere else in the hemisphere. Haiti has, they say, we're talking about Venezuela, they say the head of Venezuela has the largest reserve of oil. And they say the head of Venezuela's oil is in Haiti's waters. So these are all the reasons why the United States has such a large footprint in Haiti. It built its largest embassy in the Western Hemisphere there. So the largest footprint. But if you look at the media and the news, it's all about how Haiti is poor, has no resources, and actually needs charity. And we, you know, me as a human rights lawyer, I've been saying we don't need charity. We just want to use our resources to elevate our people. But if you say that, they call you communists, socialists, and all kinds of other things that they have programmed the American public to believe is somehow taking down their American lifestyle. But the lifestyle is only for those who parasite over the majority. It's like corporate welfare. So when these guys came, and I'm going to say their names, there was Leland Kroger. He's a Marine. There was a Marine pilot. There was two Navy SEALs, Chris Osmond and Christopher McKinley. There's Dustin Porte. There is Talon Ray Burton, and then two Serbians, right? And the question is, what were they doing in Haiti, driving around in an unmarked car with all of these weapons? And when they got stopped, they were near the Haitian bank. And there's a couple of things that are so explosive, we wonder why no one is asking these questions. Some people said they came to rob the bank. And the reason they say they came to rob the bank is because Venezuela is right now in the midst of United States is trying to change, do regime change in Venezuela. And they have just, decided that Juan Guaido, who was not elected, is the president of Venezuela, and they want to get rid of Maduro, who is the successor to Chavez. All right? Now, Chavez used his Petro Caribe money, the monies from his oil, to try to help the Caribbean, and it's called the Petro Caribe Fund. One of the reasons the Haitian people were in the streets is because in addition to the $13 billion or so of earthquake funds that's been squandered, and that was squandered by non-for-profits, military-industrial complex folks, security contractors, anyone who was connected to the Clinton Foundation got a little piece, pay for play, right? But they left their Haitian puppet the money of Venezuela, which turns out to be about $4.2 billion since 2008 to now. Now the people, the United States has always wanted to unseat the Venezuelan government of Hugo Chavez and Maduro, the same way they want to unseat the Castro brothers, because American companies want to go in there and control it and make it the brothel that it was before these people took over their own countries. So what America did was it froze the assets of Venezuela, sanctioned their assets. Haiti had something like $760 million that is supposed to pay to Venezuela that is frozen. It's at that bank. We don't know what these mercenaries came to do, but we have some evidence that it may have been connected to taking or robbing that $760 million, or another credible thing. In addition to this, the credible thing is that when the people go out into the streets, the local Haitian oligarchs have in the past hired white mercenaries and other guns to come in and shoot at them to disperse them and kill a few and make it intimidate and make fear so people stop protesting against the government. So those are the two reasons why they probably were there. We don't have what we have is some evidence, and I'm going to give it to your audience because I'm asking folks, because I run the Haitian Lawyers Leadership Network, I run the Free Haiti Movement, and I don't have resources to go against these humongous powers. They constantly destroy my website, constantly destroy, me being on social media. So it's really important for human beings who are conscious to help, expose what's going on, because what they're doing in Haiti is a pattern. And you can see that pattern in America, too. And if we don't stand up and look at those patterns, we're all going to continue to be destroyed by these folks because they get bolder and bolder every day with their lies. All right. So
they do. That's one thing that's crazy is the boldness
with their lies. And they have essentially, since after the civil rights movement, they have essentially ignored people power. Because they have the technology to control the media. They have the technology to control our banking, everything. And so we have to figure out a way as human beings to say that what these folks are doing does, like hiring snipers to go shoot at people exercising freedom of speech rights is not what America wants to stand for. These atrocities are not what America wants to stand for. I want to give you an example. So,
well, the false flags. I mean, we have that in Las Vegas. We have it all over the place. It's just craziness. Yeah. And it's happening against a lot of people. But what I like about this is these people were arrested. They found them. They got them. And then they're like, oh, crap, we got caught.
Exactly. And then they cover it all up. So let's look at, okay, so we have to look at these people because it's important to understand who America uses as their enforcers. The CIA military industrial complex always use people who already have a criminal sheet, or who they can control in one way or the other.
Sure. Yep.
So essentially, and remember, okay, so let's look at, so the two Serbs don't know where they came from. One is named Danilo Bajajic And he worked for a security company in, I think, Maryland called K-17. I'm saying all these things because I want your folks to go research, because these are the people that are going around in Afghanistan and Iran and everywhere, really, doing work of the corporatocracy, but with state power and state a wink, right? So they, okay, so essentially, let me tell you what we have as some proof of these two theories that, because what happened is, like, they were arrested on the 17th, and then by the 20th, the U.S. Embassy had asked for their release, and they were flown back to Miami, not in handcuffs, not charged with anything.
Well, that's how you knew it was a deep state operation.
That's right.
Really clear. Yeah.
Okay. So let's look at the context. Like I said, February, I want to give you an example. So these were seven white guys. What's important to understand, let's look at Leland Kroger, who's the Marine that is a pilot. He was a pilot in the Marines and has, you know, did tours in Afghanistan and Iraq and so forth. All right. He comes from a police military background family. His father is Mark Kroger. They are what they is called Kroger partners. And Mark Kroger, just to understand, because it's really important that we stop dealing with abstracts but deal with the specifics. Mark Kroger is like a 32-year veteran of the LAPD. What is he doing internationally? Well, understand that they can make five times or more their salary overseas than they can make at, like Mark Kroger was he was the chief of police of Oregon. And my research shows that he was pressured to quit. And part of the reason he was pressure to quit. I mean, we all know the LAPD and some of their relationship with the black and non-white community has been, even the white community has not been very good. The police brutality and so forth. So for instance, he was, Mark Kroger, the father of Leland Kroger, who was arrested in Haiti, has been a police trainer all over the world in Liberia, in Haiti, anywhere that the United Nations has a peacekeeping mission. And when I looked up Kroger partners, because I was looking for the background and association of this mercenary, Leland Kent Kroger, Kroger, K-E-R, not G-E-R, it's my accent. I found that, for instance, that there was a circumstance where his father was, pressured to leave the Oregon State Police. And he said he was going to go to Liberia after he left. And one of the cop watch people said,
Why was he pressured to leave the Oregon State Police?
And it's really important because the patterns don't change. Okay. When these guys do things in the United States, then they'll, end up in Haiti with big positions to train black people. When in America, they are being, the Cop Watch website that I looked at essentially said that the mayor was about to ask for his resignation. So he superseded that by quitting. They gave some examples of a mother of two that was shot by policemen that was under his command. They gave some examples. One of them that was kind of hurt my heart was, I'm not going to say this guy's name very well, but Jose, I can't say the middle name, but the last name is P-O-O-T. And he was a immigrant from the Yucatan who didn't speak Spanish well and didn't speak English. He was, the reason why Mark Kroger comes into his life is that after he was shot in a very bad situation by the police, Kroger gave the two police that shot my, this Native American a medal, like a medal of
for
honor.
For what? For what?
I guess for doing. He got a medal. They got a medal. I mean, you can look it up. I don't want to go into it because I got like six more to go. But essentially, the point I want to make, I want to say the Jose's name.
These people, if you dig into each one of these people, they are just not good people, right? They're just not good people. And the CIA picks them up. The CIA picks them up for their black operations because they got stuff on them. They can manipulate them and they'll do bad stuff for them.
Yeah. And it was interesting to me when I looked at this, one of the cop watch group said, "You're going to lie. You've had such a bad, you've done so bad for our community here and dividing, you know, black, white, Latino and others. And then you're going to Liberia to teach them how to use, you know, how to be policemen." So, and I want folks to think about that because I've been saying it for years that they'll send New York policemen to Haiti to train Haitian policemen or other, because the money, like if they're making $30,000 in New York, they'll make $100 to $150 tax free in Haiti. That's why they go, you see? So just to give you context, because I don't, people talk about the abstract. I want to come here and give you like details of what they look like. So just look up Mark Kroger. He's the father. Okay, so now his son follows in the footsteps. Mark Kroger worked for the UN to train Haitian police in the 1990s and in the 2000s. And then his son comes in to do the same thing. Remember, they make a lot of money, but it's not the money they make on the tax-free $100,000 that they get. They get to live at hotels, five-star, they get maids, butlers, whatever sexual deviancy they have, they get to buy it or take it. And I'm not saying that these particular guys are, but I have spent my lifetime going after pedophiles, as you all know, the UN pedophiles in Haiti. And so that's what they get, okay? And then they tell everybody they're giving us, democracy or something. And here is the Haitian people right now saying that these elections were foreign elections. This Jovenel Moïse, who's the current president, is a puppet president. He's taking their resources. He's taking the Petro-Caribe money, and we want him out. We want to have a sovereignty. We're tired of just dying and going into this humiliating situation of not being able to live in Haiti and taking to the high seas, drowning, getting killed by sharks, and then spending a lifetime in detention centers where more horrific things happen to us. We want Trump to get rid of, you know, these career military industrial complex folks. Now, this is not to say that all...
I mean, don't you just want to be able to elect your own people and run your own country, and you're not against capitalism or doing business? You just want to be able to elect your own people and have a true democracy.
Exactly. You see, they use that capitalism ideology in a way, because really it's corporate monopolies. That's what that's what the United States is pushing. Haitians, for instance, you know, my grandmothers, you know, they're peasant farmers, and they're, I guess, capitalist by nature, because they raise their food and then they go to market to try to get the highest price.
It's free market. Yeah, free market's actually very...
and that's who we are.
It's very moral. Free market is a very moral system.
But it doesn't exist. What exists in Haiti is what they call free trade, which is Arkansas farmers, since a long time ago, for reasons I can't go into right now, they'll get subsidized. Their whole crops will be subsidized. Now, I'm not talking about the small American family farmer. I'm talking about the big farmers. They really do not help like the family farmers, okay? I'm talking about big agri.
It's corporate fascism and monopolies, and they set up your government. They set up your government, control all your resources, and don't let the people have a say.
Right. So 30 years ago, Haiti was food sufficient. We had food sovereignty. In the Latibonite area, which is the breadbaskets of Haiti, we fed the country. But with Arkansas rice being dumped into Haiti, and it's subsidized rice, the farmers couldn't compete with the cheaper rice.
And they did that in Mexico too.
Yeah, and that's what Clinton did. Yeah. Clinton made Haiti lift up tariffs for these products that Haitians are making, and then it was dumped into the Haitian market, and it killed the farming industry in Haiti, and they're